The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for September 18th. Today's word is amanuensis, spelled A-M-A-N-U-E-N-S-I-S. Amanuensis is a noun that means one employed to write from dictation or to copy manuscript. Here's the word used in a sentence from Waverley by Sir Walter Scott. He then proceeded in his investigation, dictating, as he went on, the import of the questions and answers to the amanuensis, by whom it was written down. In Latin, the phrase servus a manu translates loosely as slave with secretarial duties. The noun manu, meaning hand, gave us words such as manuscript, which originally referred to a document written or typed by hand. In the 17th century, the second part of this phrase was borrowed into English to create amanuensis, a word for a person who is employed willingly to do the important but sometimes menial work of transcribing the words of another. While other quaint words such as scribe or scrivener might have similarly described the functions of such a person in the past, these days we're likely to call him or her a secretary or an administrative assistant. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.